they were put on to ships and trains and taken back into some of the countries that Hitler had conquered. Poland is a prime example. You can recall Hitler going into Poland and wiping out the country. Well, he needed to have people to live on those farms in Poland, and he needed to have people work in the factories. So what he would do is he would take the Polish people off their farms and out of the cities and put them in his factories in Germany and work them as slave labor and sometimes in the mines and so forth. And then he would put his German people on the land and make them do the farming. Well, that's all these people knew was farming. So they farmed that land. And in effect, they displaced the Polish people during this period of time, 1940 through 1942 and 43. Some of these Germans that lived in these countries still felt that they wanted to go home because Germany was not their home. Russia was their home. And so the Russian soldiers, as they were advancing, would take some of these Germans who came up to them and said, you know, I'm from Krasna, I'm from Landau, I'm from such and such in Russia, and that's my home. I'm a Russian citizen. And they were Russian citizens. I want to go back home. And so the Russians said, come on, you're welcome to come back. Well, they also said that with their fingers crossed behind their backs, because what they did is they didn't trust these Germans who were living in these areas who had been from Russia. They put them on trains and they shipped them right off to Siberia. And that we have recorded stories after recorded stories of these people going to Siberia, and some of them obviously not making it because they died on the way or they were shot for insignificant reasons and so forth. The majority of the people that did survive were women and a few children.